Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Several years ago, in a congregation far, far away, not here, covering my bases, there was a committee. It's a very important committee of the church that I served. And when the chair of that committee resigned, I noticed over the course of a couple of years that they seemed to have a difficult time keeping a chair on that committee. Someone would come in and enthusiastically take over that committee, and within a few months, they had resigned, and we would recruit another person, and soon after, they would resign. So eventually I decided I better find out what was going on. And this will surprise you, amaze you, confound you in every way when I tell you that it turns out that the person who had been the chair of that committee for many, many years was consulting with the new chairs. It turned out that every time they would start to do something, it was wrong. You've probably never heard anyone in the church say, "That's not the way we do it." Or if they're feeling terribly charitable, they might say, "You might want to try it this way." Now, remarkably, what I found out as I did my research for this particular committee, it turned out that the right way to do things through a miracle of Jesus turned out always to be the way that that committee chair needed it done. It was a miracle. You can imagine then how difficult it was to find someone to lead the committee. In our gospel lesson and in our First Testament lesson today, people are stepping out of line in numbers. People coming up to Moses saying, "There are these two guys, and they're out there prophesying without your permission." And in the gospel lesson, there are two folks out there throwing out demons in Jesus' name, and the disciples say, "And they're not one of us." In both cases, I would suspect that what the tattletales expected was for the leaders of the church to immediately say, "Well, clearly they are not following in the way of our constituted, voted on, recognized, ordained by God way of doing things, and therefore they are anathema. Throw them out." I found Jesus' response incredibly freeing. Instead, Jesus says, "Do not stop them. For no one does a deed of power in my name and will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. Whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward." Sometimes we take the gifts of God and we box them very carefully in our hierarchy and our structures and our constitutions, in our committees and in our personal preferences, in such a way that we suck the very life out of them. What Jesus recognizes and what Moses recognizes is that God works in God's people for good. And sometimes the best ideas, the most exciting ministries, the most faithful responses to God come not out of a committee structure or a constitution or a study group, but out of the Spirit of God. I cannot tell you how many times over my 20 years as a pastor, I have had people come to me and say, I feel passionate about this. In the first 5 years, I would go, yes, that sounds wonderful. Why don't you do that? In my second 5 years, I got trained. I'm very sorry, we don't have budget for that. That's the pastor's way of saying no. Or, you know, I think we should probably take this to committee. That's the council's way of saying no. Or, what a wonderful idea. Isn't that special? In these latter years, I am learning from Christ that Christ gives us passions and gifts and joys which sometimes take us on paths that we cannot even begin to imagine. Many years ago, a pastor decided that he'd had enough of all of the need for hungry people. Everywhere he went, he saw homeless people who were hungry, and he decided, well, we could probably start an agency, or we could maybe appeal to the state, or we could just make peanut butter sandwiches. So he made a few, and then a dozen, and then 100, and then thousands, and every week simply went around giving away food. That eventually became the Institute for Human Services, the largest provider of food and services and shelter for homeless on the island of Oahu. It does what the hierarchy cannot do, what the churches alone refuse to do, what we as individuals don't have the power to achieve. And it began with one simple moment of inspiration in the Holy Spirit. Now, I know it sounds a bit radical, but I really believe that God has given each of you the gift of thought and energy and empowered you with the Holy Spirit for worship and for ministry. Often that will happen within the confines and hierarchy and structure of the church. There's nothing wrong with the hierarchy and structure of the church. I'm a product of it. But sometimes, as we heard in the lessons today, hierarchy gets in the way. Good intentions can quash the work of the Spirit. Christ's words today free us to be God's disciples in the world. Our theme for our stewardship this year is following Jesus. And what Jesus says is, look, those folks are following me. And if you quash them, you will be like a millstone hung around their neck. And then he has a fairly long diatribe describing hell and all of the terrors that will happen to you if you do that, including one of my favorite worms in the Bible, where their worm never dies. It's called the eternal tapeworm text. That is hell. You've been given God's Spirit for ministry. You've been given God's power to do good in the world. And nothing, Christ says, nothing can unquench you. So go out from this place empowered by God to do God's word, to do good in the world, to share with one another that which is unexpected, and to not think, as we have heard too much, that we should always do it that way, because that's just the way we do it. Eventually, I was able to spend some time with the woman who had been the chair of that committee for a very long time. And I spent some time with her, and I explained to her that all of the back door meetings and parking lot chats that she was having were, in fact, destroying the ministry that she loved. And I asked her finally, what would it take for you to allow this to grow? Could you imagine God doing a new thing with the ministry that you began? Could you imagine letting go of it long enough for Christ to act? It took a while, but eventually she could. And the millstone was removed, and God's work continued. May that work continue in you. Amen.